From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State gives his assessment of the Iran nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the stakes are high on reaching an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program and that neighbors don't want just any deal. He told reporters in Lausanne, Switzerland Saturday that important gaps remain in reaching an agreement and that fundamental decisions must be made now. Kerry made the comments just before heading to London for discussions with the P5 plus one group that has been negotiating with Iran.
In London, we will share ideas this evening about how to resolve the remaining sticking points, as I did yesterday on the telephone with Foreign Minister Lavrov and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. We will coordinate our strategy as we have, as we approach the end of the March deadline, to reach an understanding on the major issues.
Kerry said talks with Iran will resume next week in Switzerland. Earlier Saturday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said it is possible to have an agreement with world powers about its nuclear capabilities. While acknowledging differences still remain, Mr. Rouhani said there's nothing that cannot be resolved. Hundreds of Tunisians marched through the capital, Tunis, Friday, not only marking the 59th anniversary of the country's independence from France, but also rallying against terrorism 2 days after a deadly attack on Tunisia's National Museum. Most of the more than 20 people killed in the massacre claimed by the Islamic State group were foreign tourists. Poland's foreign ministry announced Friday a third Polish citizen had died. Another 10 Poles were wounded in the mass shooting. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers attacked a pair of mosques Friday in the Yemeni capital, unleashing monstrous blasts that ripped through worshippers and killed 137 people in the deadliest assault yet, targeting Shiite rebels who have taken over large parts of the rapidly fragmenting nation. At least 13 children were among the dead. A purported affiliate of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the bombings, which also wounded 357 people, raising the alarming possibility that the extremist group has expanded its presence into Yemen. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, however, would not confirm the group's claims.
We cannot at this point confirm the veracity of the claim of these extremists that they are affiliated with the Islamic State. We have seen these kinds of claims in the past from other extremist groups. It does appear that these kinds of claims are often made for a perception that they have, that it benefits their propaganda efforts.
Whether or not Islamic State was actually behind the attacks, one U.S. official told VOA Friday, Islamic State seems to be quite liberal in taking responsibility for such attacks. The official also urged caution in linking the Yemen and Tunis attacks. Soldiers from Niger and Chad, who liberated the Nigerian town of Damasak from Boko Haram militants, have discovered the bodies of at least 70 people, many with their throats slit, scattered under a bridge. Reuters reports that in what appeared to be an execution site for the Islamist group, the bodies were strewn beneath the concrete bridge on one of the main roads leading out of town. The bodies were partially mummified by the dry desert air while grass had begun to grow around the corpses, suggesting that the killings had taken place some time ago. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is calling on Cambodian students to stay in school and take advantage of their education to demand greater freedoms in their Southeast Asian nation. Cambodia has been ruled for 30 years by strongman Hun Sen, the prime minister, whose wife joined Mrs. Obama on her visit Saturday to the northern city of Siem Reap. Mrs. Obama is on a 5-day trip to Asia to promote the U.S.-led education initiative Let Girls Learn, which she and the president announced earlier this month. A U.S. federal judge ruled Friday the government must release photographs showing how detainees were treated at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq and other sites. Judge Alvin Hellerstein's ruling takes effect in 2 months, giving the government time to decide if it will appeal the decision. The American Civil Liberties Union filed the suit in 2004 seeking the release of the pictures. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.